this subject is a really an interesting one because it continues what I spoke to you Sunday of the conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind, or the three different computers, which are your entire life is being channeled. Therefore, today my subject is the cosmical influences of planetary conjunctions known as astrology. First question, is astrology a true science? Yes, it is. But there are very few scientists who understand it. As you will find out today, you have to be a very highly advanced being to be able to tell the karma of a person in his future. And you make tremendous karma when you influence a person to believe things you believe are true and mislead the person. Or if you are an astrologer, for every mistake you have made in your astrological study of an individual, you are going to take that karma of the individual. So this is not a simple business. If you consider yourself an astrologer, start to consider what you are saying. As one of my friends used to read, and he said, you're going to die. In 15 years, you are dead. Now imagine making statements like that to a person. So the master tells us that actually astrology is an esoteric study of the astronomical influences which come at certain periods of your life according to the planetary conjunctions. Certain planets emitting at that time specific magnetic field, attractive and repulsive. And you are born at a very specific time where specific conjunctions are there and will guide your entire life if you do not control your destiny by willpower. Always remember the master say, the only salvation of man, willpower. So the master tells us here, all things in the universe attract one another, either by weak or strong gravitational electromagnetic impulses. Thus, the influence of planet is nothing but one's environment, which is dependent upon your own karma. It is you who attract such influence environmental as such husband, wife, friend, family, and particular personality and custom, and so on. You draw a specific person which is born to a specific sign. Let's say you are Sagittarian, and I'm a Scorpion. He is going to be an awful amount of fight. Ananda de Moy is a Scorpio and I'm a Sagittarian. And the two of us, we used to have battle. It was known all the way to San Diego Church. And when I heard that he was coming to the lake shrine after that, Bodhidharmananda was here, I went to Bodhidharmananda de Moy and said, Bodhidharmananda de Moy, as our war ceased. And Ananda de Moy laughed and said, as far as I'm concerned, yes, our war has ceased. Now you may say, hey, your brothers, what's the matter fighting each other? My dear, there are planetary influences where you have a hard time to get along with specific people who are there to teach you specific attitudes. You must understand that first. Anything happening into your life subserves a divine purpose. Oh, I have the wrong wife. Oh, I have the wrong husband. Oh, my stepmother. Oh, my stepfather. They are all there attracted by your own inner environment, or magnetic field, as you will see, and you will see where they are located. Each individual radiating, you will see what the word radiating means, emitting radiation, his own natural sign particularity, but it is you who allow it to control you. If you let yourself govern by your environment, to which your karma has magnetically drawn you, then you are ruled by the vibration of that particular planet. It is also true that you may have attracted in a former life that influence which is present in this life, but you need not to allow it to continue. You are given the power of dominion. Use it. Now, this is extremely complex because in your subconscious mind are the various computers which will automatically attune you with specific attractive power uplifting you or destructive power surrounding you. You will be drawn, like many people, where in Westwood. There, a man run with his car and run over 20 people. Some of my friends were in Westwood at that time, they were untouched. But some people were there and were practically killed. What were they doing there? They were magnetically drawn by specific karma, which would be impossible to explain to you. Everything in the universe is interrelated with magnetic laws, which work with mathematical exactitude. As long as you are in ego consciousness, anything can happen to you, anytime. Therefore, here he said, although there is a certain vibratory influences of stars upon human life, due to interrelated forces of attraction and repulsion, a man of infinite willpower, tuned in with God, uses free will to change his environments. To change his environment. Now you know darn well that anything you are cognized outwardly has a relative vibration within yourself. You get yourself raped, beaten up, robbed, or whatever calamity arrive in your life, you have drawn yourself there. You love horror movies, don't you? You go to a horror movie long enough, often enough, until you have made a deep negative blueprint into your subconscious mind. You like violence? You are going to get violence. Whatever you think, make deep blueprint and feel into your subconscious mind. Then automatically you draw yourself in the present situation. And the worst of it is that as you become more and more spiritual, many people have said to me, my God, since I become spiritual, it's worse than ever. You become aware of what's happening to you. And you don't want to be there anymore, but you can't help it. Say, I don't want to be with those people anymore. I'm going to disconnect myself. You have to be patient. There lies a problem, that great patience, which I call that. Patience is the virtue of the dead. That's my favorite quotation. So, it takes time, as you will find out, to change. And the master say, the man with willpower, will mean what? Desire plus energy. The stronger your desire to change, the more energy you will receive from God to help you to fulfill it. That is what we call will, willpower. Therefore, he say, to him, from the depths of his determination and faith, all things are possible. He burned the seat of difficulties in the fires of wisdom. How? He consults only God for guidance. He don't go to psychic anymore. He don't go to astrologer, as I did in my youth. I went to all. I tried everything, so I can tell you. But at that state of mind, I was in need. And the man said, you consult no one. You consult God. Then that becomes totally different. Because the master say, you have been given the free choice and intelligence as a child of God to surmount the difficulties of life. You are made in the image of God, not in the image of the stars. Now, how are we going to disconnect ourselves from the star? Well, it's actually quite simple. From your heart center is the repulsive power of Maya, which brings you downward. From the heart down is the subconscious mind. This is the when you allow your feelings. If you never meditate, most of the time you are living in the three lower chakras of the spine, where there are 42 psychological, emotional unbalance, suspicion, jealousies, worry, resentment, gossip, criticism. Everything which hurts is located between here and here. Since those chakras are not awakened, the energy is too low to help you, you are located at the base of the spine because the magnets, the great magnet called Kundalini, or cold energy, that energy, instead to be distributed properly in every chakra and harmonize itself, is all locked up at the base of the spine. So it ceaselessly drawing you, drag you down like a gravitational wave drawn downwards. Therefore, here is the power of repulsion, which brings you into the five senses and Maya illusion, and there from here is the great power of attraction. So there lie, as the Bible says, all issues spring from the heart. And Shivteswar say, he call it Dhammasada, the door between darkness and light. This make you a human being. This make you a superman and a superwoman. So in the science of yoga, you very quickly realize you're not dealing with ethics, moral, code, constitution, and you're right. But you are dealing with cosmic laws of magnetic forces. Therefore, you become a little more intelligent, and you don't fight with anymore anybody else, but begin to study your own behavior. And therefore, the master experiences, what we say, there are two sets of power which you have to face. All parts of creation are linked together and interchange their influences. The balance rhythm of the universe is rooted in reciprocity. That is, as long as you are from here to here, you go to that famous balance. You go the dual scale of Maya, balance every pleasure with a pain. Now, if you can move that great cosmic energy in the spine to the spiritual eye, and you function from here, then you can be in the world with every sphere of consciousness uninfluenced by the world, as I will explain to you further. Now, first, what are those forces? The master say, the first force you have to work with is the tumults within his being caused by the mixtures of earth, water, fire, air, and ethereal elements. The uncontrolled, inharmonious, stirred force of the lower chakras are the ones who are constantly affecting you, because they are magnets which draws to you negative attraction, positive attraction. So each time you are worried, each time you are fearful, each time you are anxious, you are living into those chakras, and you keep gradually impregnating your subconscious mind with deep negative magnets, which will draw the very thing you fear. Me, it's abominable. I cannot allow myself to be negative at any level. I start to grumble because several times the organist did not show up. Do you know that the only minister who does not have an organist is me? I better get rid of that. Last time I was here, the organist was not there. Why? I am the only one, Stefan. Because I just have that down thoughts to get rid of it. I complained about it. So you learn to never complain about anything. Because the moment you complain, you have accepted destructive ideas. Why does samurai in Japan say complaints are for the weak? Or you teach your children, you go to a Japanese child in a family, Japanese family, and see if the children are complaining. I've seen, I had a marriage with 200 people, they are Japanese people. I never saw in my life children so with such behavior. The father, one look, and everybody goes straight. I went straight too when I was a kid, but my father had a huge belt that wide, and I had to run for my life. So the first force you have a serious problem with unbalanced energy into your chakras. And don't believe anybody tell you can balance your chakras. Don't believe. Yes, here they are. The masters can do that, but I won't do it. There's no way you are going to do that yourself. Therefore, the masters say, the cosmic energy enters into your medulla oblongata. As behind you, deep into your head, you have an antenna like that. Both sides, positive and negative. And then ceaselessly, 24 hours a day from outer space, we are being fed with positive electromagnetic energy. So we are told the cosmic energy enters the medulla, forming a number of magnetically attractive centers of energy, chakras, and consciousness. Each human is a bundle of these magnets and attracts according to their strength. So actually, from your inner spine, which are the magnetic field, you are drawing to yourself that which is good or that which is bad. And how does it determine what kind of energy goes into those chakras? Your thoughts, because thoughts is not energy. Thoughts are portion of consciousness. That your 30,000 billion cells are 30,000 billion portion of yourself. Thoughts. Therefore, when your thought goes down, your consciousness goes down with it. And then as you are entering into that that subconscious mind is that great library of multi-personality of about 500,000 incarnations, and you, according to the environment, begin to manifest various personalities. It is why psychiatry right now is a little bit lost in accepting multi-personality. Of course we have multi-personality. We have countless incarnation videotape in our brain, in our subconscious mind, influencing our brain daily, by the kind of people you meet. So astrology, the master says, is the mathematics of your life, the mathematics of your actions. The relation of the stars to the body and mind are very subtle. There is a relation of the spinal plexus to the sign of zodiac. That is, that you have an outer universe and an inner universe working together. You have the sun and the earth rotate around the sign of the 12th sign of the zodiac, okay? Now, your spiritual eye is the inner sun, exactly like the sun we have outside. The chakras of the spine, since we have attraction and repulsion, they are 12 bipolarity, 6 up and 6 down. You understand what I'm saying? It makes 12, because as it goes up, the current goes up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and comes down, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 12. So, as the earth rotates around the sun in 12 months, same time a current moves to your spine every year and charge your brain cells and your entire 30,000 billion cells with higher frequency. But since we immediately dissipate it with either sex or disease or overeating, over smoking, over drinking, we overdo everything except under meditate. Therefore, each year, instead to charge this energy properly, we are constantly depleting the energy of those chakras. We are putting too much energy in our 5 senses. So here, there is a relation of the spinal plexus to the sign of the zodiac. No matter what environment you may live in, all the surrounding rays of the earth and the universe react upon your body. You respond to these rays. There is a reaction between the stars and the rays around your body. Now, the rays around your body is what you call the aura. The aura is the radiation emitted by 30,000 billion cells, which are individual battery of energy, as your neurobiologist can tell you, and they are the radiation from your chakras. If you read the book of the Hopi, you will find out that some of the medicine men among the Hopi, advanced medicine men, they could see which chakras in the spine was not functioning properly and pouring the energy into the next nuclear factory, the glands. When you begin to be in trouble with your glands, that means that something is very wrong with one of your chakras. So tell me, where can we find a doctor and say, sir, could you look how my chakras are doing? That, my dear, is the medicine of the future, believe it or not. So you are unable, the mother say, to perceive how you are affecting and changing your body and mind through your actions and how they are affected by the chakras in your spine. These centers have great electrical currents. Millions of volts of currents are lodged there. They have a correlation with the 12th sign of the zodiac. Only people, now listen to this one. Only because, after all, when we came in, each one of us came and he had that on his paper. Only people whose body and mind and material environment are out of order have in harmony between the centers of the spine and the 12th sign of the zodiac. So all of us, when we can, they look at my file, 300 newborn, out of order. That's why we have all of in harmony. That's why the master said, when you turn to what God is going to heal you of every disease you have ever created. God never punished you. Every disease we ever experienced, he does not put them upon us. We place them there by our ignorance. So the master say here, as long as your body, you train yourself, you keep that body in shape, you fast regularly, you watch your diet, you never eat pork, because pork is deadly. That's a definite fact. As a Swiss, that's been my worst test, because we eat a lot of pork. I like it as the deadliest of all. And you have to be careful with beef, careful, moderated, because of the arthritis it produces. But its influence your spiritual development. So unless you become very careful of not weakening this aura by inner disease, the destructive force can enter your magnetic field and affect you. The Master said, for instance, if your body is very strong and your mind is very powerful, and certain destructive vibrations radiate from the stars due to past karmic attractive blueprint in your subconscious mind, that is the copier of the subconscious mind connected you because of the laws of karma with specific destructive vibrations, and begin to shed their rays upon you, there will be no reaction at all because you are then impervious to their rays. Your shield is strong. So how do you develop such a shield? I'm getting hit at the moment. I weaken my spiritual effort, the karma hit me. That either my spine, I begin to be in trouble with my spine. I was not in trouble 7 years, I had my spine trouble. Then my knees begin to swell up, I can't walk anymore. I saw it, Lord. I make a deal with you. You heal my knee and I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning about that. And I will meditate early in the morning. You start to make deal with God. He will remove momentarily. All the time I could walk 3 days until I said, Lord, I make a deal with you, Lord. You'll be amazed. I accept the deal. But you know what? I better get up in the morning, otherwise you're going to see me coming next time. If only with the little realization I have, if only I could convey to you the friend you have with you. Sometimes I wish I was a saint, you know. But as we say in French, lire de loin la coupe au lèvre, I mean the cup is pretty fast from the mouth. So if, for instance, but suppose your body and mind are weak and that at that particular moment, low bowel rhythm, you know what bowel rhythm means, low, weak immunity to transgressions such as wrong eating, lack of exercise, sexual abuses, what will happen? The answer is that the stellar cosmic rays would have great power to affect you. That's it. That's the whole idea. If you are not protecting yourself, constantly working when you are healthy, you won't be ready when the karmic laws begin to come to collect bills. That's why the Master said, teach your children early to not depend upon medicine, not to the point like some religious science who tell you to not go to the doctor, not take drugs. We never say that. But you train from childhood your child to repeat the love of God. Thy power is moving through me. I'm well for the healing light is there. I'm well for the healing light is there. Explain that to you someday. Reprogram your computer of your subconscious mind with strong positive affirmation. Now you can use, there are certain outward protection like bangles, diamonds. But if you are not spiritual, you know what's happening with diamonds. And we have some movie stars who, I think you know who I'm talking about, who was wearing all kind of heavy diamonds. What happened to her? She started to have pneumonia, she nearly died several times. They do not know that the radiation of diamond can affect your whole being. If you are not spiritual, the radiation will start to affect you in a destructive way. If you are spiritual, you will absorb the... I should stop with self-diamond. No? But that's the protection. Even Paramahansa Yogananda is a diamond. You know? There are shields, magnetic shields, to protect you. That's... When I lost my bangle, he said, all right, Yogananda, make your heart know the bangle you need. Don't worry about it. So communing with God, you will reinforce the power of the spinal centers in your spine, which will then act in cooperation with the 12 signs and planets and create harmony in your life. While studying astrology in a reasonable way, you must always remember that God's influence is the supreme influence. You must come in with God that all planetary forces will automatically harmonize with you. That is the true meaning of spiritualizing astrology. Now, if you're an astrologer, then you advise people to meditate. You explain them what I'm explaining to you,
And then you can really help people, you see.
But if you tell them all kind of things are going terrible, they are going to happen to them, it will happen, because they are, none of us are positive enough and fearless enough to reject negative ideas. We have a certain amount of fear. We are afraid of the unknown. And when somebody begins to talk about the unknown concerning you, you begin to be afraid. Is that true? Even me, when I see that down ladder ring like around there, and in Switzerland we have few superstitions, and going through a ladder is one of them. So when I first look, there is no pot of paint on top, and then I go right through God, Christ, Guru. I'm pulling out of my subconscious mind so many limitations, man. One by one, they come out suddenly, you know. And those are childish limitations, which are the multitudinous numbers of negative ideas in your subconscious mind form a strong magnet to draw to you negative forces. That's why the television is one of the most destructive power, or the most beneficial. It could be very beneficial. As we see in child 28, who respect itself and give you something positive most of the time. So, the deeper the self-realization of a man, the more he influences the whole universe by subtle spiritual vibration, and the less he is himself affected by the phenomenal flux. The perfect man is made in the image of God. He acts like him and does not suffer from karma. Remember, he will give you freedom if you will let him work for you. That's why Christ said, I will increase and you shall decrease. That is, the moment you begin to spend more time in meditation, you are charging, pouring the floods of light. From the brain, the energy begins to flow into those chakras, and each time you are sitting and meditating, the cosmic engineers, those are not just spheres of consciousness, they are great cosmic engineers who take care of physical body, physical universe, astral body, astral universe, causal body, causal universe. The master explained all those things. The universe won't function by itself. There are great cosmic intelligence working, and you can learn to attune yourself. So, oh no, not me, I just go to God. Not that simple. They must give you great techniques to work. So he said here, the influence of the star upon human life is due to interrelated force of attraction and repulsion of planets and human body. Astrology is the study of man's response to planetary stimuli. That is acceptance. Can you fight destructive vibration when they come? When you feel depressed, what do you do about it? Yesterday, I felt depressed. I started to put my mind into the teaching and start to study until I could get rid. It took me 2 or 3 hours, but I got out of it. But there it got you right here. It gets you right over here, and it's a kind of feeling you can't get rid of. And the longer you wait to get rid of it, the more it spreads everywhere until you can't think properly anymore. And you go into a deep depression, and when you come out of it, you say, what's happened to you? I don't know what's happened. There was no coherence in my thoughts. Of course, one of the worst diseases we have, you know what it is? Self-pity. There lies cancer number one of the mind of man, self-pity. We feel sorry for ourselves. And it's our satanic forces enter with all the everything else in it. The paraphernalia of everything you can think. The moment you have self-pity, you have opened the door for everything wrong. Because Satan tells you, oh, sure, my poor fellow, what they are doing to you, do you realize? Eh? No, they should never do that to you. Can you believe? I know. So, here he used the word, a very interesting word. Astrology is the study of man's response to planetary stimuli. The stars have no conscious benevolence or animosity. They merely send forth positive and negative radiations. Now let's study that word radiation, an important word. Radiation means the process of emitting radiant energy in the forms of waves of particles, affecting the inner structure of our cells, affecting their biorhythms, and transforming the biochemistries of our cells, or RNA, in our brain's neurons. Have you ever heard a translation like that? What radiation is actually doing to you? Totally programming you as what we call biochemistry fixations. Begin to be gradually thinking in a certain way because a specific chemistry has been enacted from your neuron by astrological influences. Our doctors of the future, they will know all those things. Right now, and I've got a problem. So the process of emitting radiant energy in the form, or that is, the process of emitting radiant energy in the form of waves of particles. That means that it affects the whole structure of our being, and we are not aware. A child is born that day and that hour and that second, when the celestial rays are in mathematical harmony with individual karma. Therefore, unless you have a timer, and you take the first breath of the child, because as long as the child is in the body of the mother, the pranic currents which make the lungs open and close, they are not really functioning. The oxygen is transmitted directly into the blood of the child, and the body grows without the necessary need of the lungs. So at that time, he is not connected with the five sense and the outer world. He has the karma of his mother, because they are two different entries. At the moment, when I was listening in the Congress, in television, the Congress discussion about abortion. Now, our greatest mind of the day can still not understand what the master is telling them. When is a human being a human being? At 1 second. The moment the spermatozoon fuses with the ovum of the mother, there is a huge flash of light into the astral world, which is an explosion of energy with the positive and negative vibration of both, and a soul brought by the own vibration pushed that soul into that vehicle of light, and it enters at the base of the spine through a light tube into the body of the mother. And only because the soul is there, the body develops itself. It is the intelligence of the soul who is entering those two cells which develop the body. So at the very second, there is a human being right there. But if they would only listen, if they would remove their pride and listen to the true masters, they don't know they even exist. So what is interesting is that when the child is born, how does he, what's happening? The first thing he does, he breathes. So the current goes up. And when you die with an exhalation. When you are born with inhalation. The panic current goes upward, positive. And when you die, you end with an exhalation, the apana, the eliminating current leaves, and take your physical, take your soul away from the physical form and put it back into the chakras, which is your astral body, which you will be wearing in the astral world. So the story and description of one's birth is, I came to understand, is not that man is a puppet of his past. Its message rather applaud to pride. The very heaven seeks to arouse man's determination to be free from every limitation. God created each man as a soul endowed with individuality. Hence, essential to universal structure, whether in the temporary role of pillar or parasite, his freedom is final and immediate, if he so wills. It depends not on outer, but in inner victories. The moment you can go into your consciousness, into his spine, then you can really become free from all outer influences. That's why the master says here, a child is born at a day and at minutes when the celestial rays are in mathematical harmony with its individual karma. The Earth, the solar system, moves at 58,000 miles an hour in our galaxy. Our galaxy is moving million miles an hour. So the whole creation, our whole present universe where we are living in, is moving at incredible speed. Therefore, how are you going to find out the exact planetary conjunction of the birth of a child? And only a master can do it through intuition. Therefore, we say his horoscope is a challenging portrait
revealing his unalterable past and its probable future. Nothing is written. Its probable future. If you make no effort of self-awareness, of course you're going to be a puppet of destiny in a marionette show. Thus, the natal chart can be rightly interpreted only by men and women of intuitive wisdom, and they are few. Now, actually, women would be better to do astrology because they are more developed in feeling and intuitive perception. And I must say, if you are off more than a few seconds, you can't have an absolute exact rendition. Masters use their intuition, and wisdom to recapture the moment. How? I totally don't know. I don't know how the master do it. So the first force we have to deal with is the unbalanced energy, or what the master called the paralyzed spine. All of us have total inharmonious vibration oozing out of those chakras because they are depleted form of energy by a constant dissipation of shooting into our nervous system and to our five senses. Those are the atomic furnaces which furnish the energy for our five senses. Then comes the second force to face, the outer disintegrating forces part of nature. So long as men struggle with mortality, he is affected by a myriad mutation of heaven and earth. The human soul is made in the image of God, but the body in which it is encased is partially created and maintained by the finite creating power of satanic repulsive forces. These magnetic destructive forces receive independence from God to create. In fact, created all anomalies or deviations and evil in this finite stricken world. This satanic repulsive energy wants everything to reincarnate and remain in its finite state. That means that by every erotic stimulation possible in this world, or whatever it is, violence in politics, or whatever it is, the power of Maya wants you to get involved with the three lower chakras of your spine, where all violent emotions are there. As long as you can react for anything, you are stuck. And I made the mistake today to talk about it. You must remain calm, and I was quite convinced that not very much could affect me. Well, I should have known better. I just got a brand new fan given to me, about 90 degrees in my room. I arrived on top of the chair, on the top of the stair, boom, 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 my whole camera all the way down that fan. I got so mad at myself, you know, I got angry from one second to the other. Well, you got a reaction. When you can see the darn thing happening to you, the most ridiculous things, you know, happen to you, or the most painful thing, and not react violently, you are in your way to become a saint. And you begin to own that great ajna of the yoga. That's not posture of hatha yoga. Ajna means divine posture, mental equilibrium, and spiritual equilibrium, when the harmony of all the energy is properly withdrawn from your five senses here, and automatically the energy withdrawn into the shushumna, into the spine, and great peace and great calmness begin to be established in you. And once the energy is balanced in your chakras, then you begin to have deep peace of mind. That's why the monks say, on the world are you going to get peace of mind? By placing your mind into the tranquility of the soul, like a baby who is crying. The mother comes, he screams his head off, the moment he's in the arms of the mother, in no time he's calm and peaceful. And so is our soul. Our soul is the mother of our consciousness. But do we know her? Do we know that soul? We don't. Because it's on the seventh floor. You know, it was interesting. One child was looking at Jesus Christ knocking at the door and with a lantern. And the boy asked his father, he said, "Father, why don't they answer him?" And the father, like the old good father, said, "I don't know." So the child thought for a while, "Oh," he said, "Father, I know why they don't answer him." And the father said, "Why?" Because they are in the basement, they don't hear him. Of course we are in the basement. We are all the time located in the lower part of our spine with our sensory perceptions. And God is in our head. A thousand ways not to. That's why you see that great aura around the head of Saint Francis of Assisi and all the great saints. You see them with their eye locked up here. And you see that great aura of energy. And it's to be just here. All over here. So we are made in the image of God, so, and therefore Satan is constantly trying to prevent us to remove our consciousness from our body, from our physical body. And he says, if this universal force had not been conscious, human being and all objects after being created would have, after a short period, found freedom from the outgoing forces and returned to spirit. Thus, the finite object losing their cohesive, creative power. Now listen to that word. The finite objects, all the objects you have in your house and around you. The finite object losing their cohesive, creative power. Cohesive means molecular attractions by which particles of the body are united throughout the mass. So your human desire are located into your human body. It keeps your consciousness locked up in the three lower chakras of the spine, and you are totally locked up by the cohesive force of desire for object, and you are locked up into your body. You know what's happened to you? Now don't ask me that test. But once you have no more desire, you can walk on the water right there. Because the Master say, how could Jesus walk on the water and Peter couldn't? The Master explained that Jesus was free from all desire. His consciousness was so utterly light, made of light, he could walk on water. But Peter was still down into materialistic world. He had his doubt, he had all kind of problems still. And therefore the moment he went with his lead light consciousness, he sunk into the water. Oh men, oh ye men of little faith, Jesus said. Faith of who? Faith in yourself. Before you can have faith in God, you have faith in your own power and yourself. So each individual life is a scene of tug and war between God's indrawing magnetism and Satan's outgoing repulsive magnetism. Man's mind and senses are magnetically attracted to finite matter. Therefore, unless you begin to discipline yourself and control your five senses, you shall be locked up the rest of your life into your ego prison. You want to be free from reincarnation, you tell me, I don't want to be reincarnated. I say, yeah, get rid of your ego. You know, in the Jewish religion, they offer burning animal to God as a sacrifice. Do you know what the esoteric, the original sacrifice was? It was the sacrifice of your own animal nature in the fire of meditation. That was the true meaning of the Jewish prophet will tell you to sacrifice all your five sons in the altar of God by spiritual discipline and obeying the laws of God. Not the burning of animals. As the Master say, I want only those who are willing to throw their self into the flame of self-sacrifice. You want to go to God in a hurry, self-realization can do it for you, but you have to pay the price. If you want to be a great alpinist, and you want to climb the Eiger, you better be ready, because that's a very heavy mountain in Switzerland, and very many have died trying. So the Master says you must be moved by faith in God. That is why I always discourage the study of astrology or other such as science, because this usually shatters one's faith and the grace of God. If you, as Saint Thérèse of Lisieux say, approach him on the side of his heart, on this side is defenseless. Don't forget the grace of God. When I made that terrible statement in Fullerton Church, and there were an enormous amount of drug addicts, and I say what the Hermit said, that if you have taken heavy drugs and you had the bad karma of a bad trip, it will take you 3 to 4 incarnations before you have a brain refined enough to go back to God. And it terrorized the audience over there because they forgot to add, yes, but with the grace of God, everything can be forgiven. Those poor people, they called them Washington. Every hour there was somebody screaming for help. And they say, who preached there? You know, I was actually kicked out of Fullerton Church. I was supposed to be there as a minister, so they sent me to the lake shrine. So I salute you. He must be a top of rope there. Sagittarian are always dangerous behind podiums. So they must just paralyzing their will to march forward. You must forget astrology and put all your faith in God. Worry is what the seeds of evil karma, while faith in God is the fire which rolls the seeds of evil karma. While faith in God is the fire which rolls the seeds of evil karma. Dismiss from your mind anything that you have been told about your future. Remember that my own charts predicted that I would marry Triton. Imagine an avatar, which is born without karma, yet is connected genetically with a family's karma, who himself was supposed, our group was supposed to be married Triton. And he didn't. He gave the wife he was to have to his cousin. He trained, so he gave it to his cousin. So he said, remember my chart predicted that I would marry Triton. While I spend my life married to God alone. Your future is with God. If you have any doubt, write that against the wall, put a note, your future is with God. Thought is so strong. If you think about negative things, you encourage the materialization of your atmosphere. Therefore, put all your trust in Him. Practice the presence of God, as Brother Lawrence advised. We do not cast horoscope in civilization. Even though my great master Sri Yukteswar, even he did not, though he was a great authority in astrology. Sri Yukteswar, in all humility, and all you want to say, is the only master who reconstituted the Yugas, the 24,000 year cycle. In India, all scholars have mixed up day of Brahma and day of creation. The length of whole creation or the length of a solar system. And Yukteswar was the greatest astrologer. Even though the guru may be able to see ahead and thus warn the devotees of pitfall ahead, he seldom apprised the disciple of coming events, except when guided by God to do so. Foreknowledge too often paralyzes the will to conquer the test by frightening us into imagining that we cannot do anything about it. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Even though you may have failed a test of God, if you feel that your faith has not been at what it should be, go on and reaffirm your faith in Him. As a child of God, you have a tremendous power within you. You must not think that every human life is mathematically predestined in every way according to the laws of astrology and divine plan. The divine plan will get you out. The astrological plan, yes. The astrological plan has everything written for you. But the divine plan gives you an opportunity to change it and bypass it. I haven't got the time to give you more explanation.
It's so fascinating, this thing. I think I get the most of it.
So he said, you must not think that every human life is mathematically predestined in every way according to laws of astrology and divine plan. It means that even being endowed with free choice and intuition and must properly use these faculties to find out the duties assigned to them by God. Even though it is very difficult for men to find out what his life duties are, still, if he live rightly, the voice of his inner conscience guides him the right thing that you should do in everything. You have within yourself the voice of your conscience, which is going to be the wise guide to tell you and will make you bypass. Even though you enter into your car in the morning, my God, have mercy on me, my Lord, protect me and protect my family. You can bypass death. Right? Even if you just say, Om. Just that is enough to make you bypass a lot of things. I want to take you 5 more minutes for me to tell you what Kriya does, the science of Kriya Yoga. The student of Kriya Yoga gradually reverse the current in the spine, which ordinarily flow downward into the lower centers, upward toward the brain. So Kriya Yoga, you learn to remagnetize the spine to transform the magnetic pole. The gravity pole, you are transforming to place it here. So you are going to learn to magnetize this spine. That current of life energy is in reality the light of God, which has the power to burn out the roots of past bad actions or karma located in the subconscious mind. Each time the current is mentally drawn up into the region of the spiritual eye, if the practice can actually feel the current, it gradually destroys the evil tendency which have long been harbored in the repository of the subconscious mind. This current to which I refer is so intense that it literally bakes the seeds of karma. When the devotees practice Kriya, they evolve the current in the spine, which is a process that normally takes 1 year. An hour of deep meditation with the practice of Kriya Yoga may force the current around many times, thus destroying the seeds of past bad habits. Impulses may either germinate and grow, and then be eliminated in time, or they will fall to germinate because the soil in the spinal region is not proper for their growth. Your subconscious destructive seeds cannot germinate if you keep your attention always between the heart center and the spiritual eye. If you go into evil environments, but you practice the presence of God and keep yourself from here and refuse to cooperate with the influence of those people, they cannot trigger in you those destructive habits. That's why avoid party like the plague. Have party with spiritual people or good people, but watch yourself at the party. Your husband may not be a drinker, but he may have the latent, strong latent impulse of drinking, and one drink can make a man an alcoholic. Therefore, impulse may either germinate and grow and then be eliminated in time, or they will fail by germinate because the soil in the spinal region is not proper for their growth. When one is above body consciousness, there exists no soil to harbor their seeds. You see, the mental and discriminative tendencies have their origin in the spinal region, and the devotee must first begin his work there. Well, I hope I got something out of you tonight, because next week I will give you further explanation of the karmic laws. But tonight I emphasize that your inner spine is the most important part of your being. I don't mind if you jog, you train yourself. If you run 10, 26 miles, forget it. Spend time jogging, but spend more time meditating. Because you may have a perfect body, but as long as those chakras are not awakened, you are going to reincarnate again and again and again until the power of attraction toward God is more powerful than the repulsive attraction of your consciousness into the human body. As long as you have human desires, you shall have a human body. You have no more human desires. Goodbye, Charlie. You are good.